My entire life's work rests on the outcome of this match. My father, Javier, and I sit front row center at Flushing Meadows, the sidelines just out of reach. The linesmen stand with their arms behind their backs on either side of the court. Straight in front of us, the umpire presides over the crowd high in his chair. The ball girls crouch low, ready to sprint at a moment's notice. This is the third set. Nikki Chan took the first, and Ingrid Cortez squeaked out the second. This last one will determine the winner. My father and I watch, along with the 20,000 others in the stadium, as Nikki Chan approaches the baseline. She bends her knees and steadies herself. Then she rises onto her toes, tosses the ball in the air, and with a snap of her wrist, sends a blistering serve at 126 miles per hour toward Ingrid Cortez's backhand. Cortez returns it with startling power. It falls just inside the line. Nikki isn't able to get to it. Point Cortez. I let my eyes close and exhale.
Cuidado. The cameras are watching our reactions, my father says through gritted teeth.
He's wearing one of his many Panama hats, his curly silver hair creeping out the back. Dad, everyone's watching our reactions. Nikki Chan has won two slam titles this year already, the Australian Open and the French Open. If she wins this match, she'll tie my lifetime record of 20 Grand Slam singles titles. I set that record back in 1987, when I won Wimbledon for the ninth time and established myself as the greatest tennis player of all time. Nikki's particular style of play, brash and loud, played almost exclusively from the baseline with incredible violence to her serves and ground strokes, has enabled her to dominate women's tennis over the past 5 years. But when she was starting out on the WTA Tour back in the late 80s, I found her to be an unremarkable opponent. Good on clay, perhaps, but I could beat her handily on her home turf of London. Things changed after I retired in 1989. Nikki began racking up slams at an alarming rate. Now, she's at my heels. My jaw tenses as I watch her. My father looks at me, his face placid.
I'm saying that the photographers are trying to get a shot of you looking angry or rooting against her.
I am wearing a black sleeveless shirt and jeans, a pair of tortoiseshell Oliver Peoples sunglasses. My hair is down. At almost 37, I look as good as I've ever looked, in my opinion. So let them take as many pictures as they want.
What did I always tell you in junior championships?
Don't let it show on your face.
Exacto, hija.
Ingrid Cortez is a 17-year-old Spanish player who has surprised almost everyone with her quick ascent up the rankings. Her style is a bit like Nikki's, powerful, loud, but she plays her angles more. She's surprisingly emotional on the court. She hits a scorcher of an ace past Nikki and hollers with glee. You know, maybe it's Cortez who's going to stop her, I say. My father shakes his head.
Lo dudo.
He barely moves his lips when he talks, his eyes consciously avoiding the camera. I have no doubt that tomorrow morning, my father will open the paper and scan the sports pages looking for his photo. He will smile to himself when he sees that he looks nothing short of handsome. Although he lost weight earlier this year from the rounds of chemo he endured, he is cancer-free now. His body has bounced back. His color looks good. As the sun beats down on his face, I hand him a tube of sunscreen. He squints and shakes his head, as if it is an insult to us both.
Cortez got one good one in, my father says, but Nikki saves her power for the third set.
My pulse quickens. Nikki hits three winners in a row, takes the game. It's now 3-3 in the third set. My father looks at me, lowering his glasses so I can see his eyes.
Entonces, what are you going to do? He asks.
I look away. I don't know. He puts his glasses back on and looks at the court, giving me a small nod.
Well, if you do nothing, that is what you are doing, nothing.
Sí, papá, I got it.